In awe, in thrilling, new, living sound. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The new Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. See them in action at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium. It's best prices by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And it is our distinct pleasure to go talk to one of those Browns draft picks, rookie running back Terrence West, who joins us on the Ohio Business Machines hotline. Terrence, first of all, welcome to the show. Terrence, do we have you?
Jason,
hey,
how do we?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, there,
good. There he is. Great. It is great to have you on here, Terrence, today, obviously participating in an event for the Give 10 event or program of the Cleveland Browns today out at the Cleveland Browns Zoo. Talk to us a little bit about what you did out there today. How was that for you?
Well, it was just amazing. We was out there with kids today.
We're having a little bit of a problem with Terrence's connection. So if Jason Gibbs can effort that for us, our producer, and we'll
in the meantime, I'll say this. Terrence West has been one of the bright stars of the offseason for the Cleveland Browns. Great guy to follow on Twitter, by the way, as well. I find him very entertaining on Twitter, at TerranceWest28. And a guy that I think has made one of the stronger impressions on this coaching staff and this organization in the early offseason portion of really anybody on the team.
There's no question. I mean, he, I think, showed it for me from that very first rookie minicamp practice, that rookie camp practice where you saw the explosiveness. Okay, I think we got him now, and we were buying some time for this. So, Terrence, you're at the event. Unfortunately, we want to give you a chance to give us the full kind of picture of your involvement there and talking about it at the zoo, hanging out with the kids there.
Challenge.
What's it been like?
It was amazing, man. Just to put smiles on the kids' faces. I haven't been to the zoo in a long time, so it brought back memories. And it was just a fun day for the kids and us.
Terrence, as you were there today with the rookie class of this team, how has your first offseason in the National Football League gone, in your opinion, in terms of starting with the rookie minicamp through the OTAs and now the minicamp? What was that like for you?
It was amazing, man. I'm performing on a high level. I got good feedback from the coach. They're excited for me for this upcoming season. And I'm excited to be here and contribute to the team to help take it to the playoffs and try to win the Super Bowl. And we're looking really good, man. I'm excited about this season.
One of the things that's really jumped out at us about you, Terrence, is just the way from that very first kind of practice, rookie camp, and then all the way through. It didn't change once the veterans got there. Just that explosiveness that you show, and I know it's not a contact environment, so really truly hard to gauge everything, but your ability and comfort in this outside zone blocking scheme seems pretty natural. You show patience and then explode, put that foot down and turn and explode, that one cut. Why has that been so natural for you? Is that just something that you acquired at college at Towson? Explain that.
In college, that's what basically we ran. We ran power and we also ran zone blocking schemes. But that's the way I play. I put one foot on the ground, get upfield, and that's the way a running back should run, get yards. You shouldn't want to run east and west. This is about running up north and getting positive yards. That's all it's about.
Terrence, here we're talking with Browns rookie running back Terrence West on the Ohio Business Machines hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We did kind of our OTA mini camp awards on this show. You were touted as one of the MVPs and standouts of those camps by both Vic and myself, and you have taken to this very well, made quite an impression. My question to you is this: with this running back group and Ben Tate there, he's made some comments saying nobody in that room scares him. What did you think of that, and is that just more fuel to your fire as someone who's constantly overcome obstacles?
You just took the words out of my mouth, just more fuel to the fire, man. I love it. I love to compete. That's what I'm here for. And that's just more motivation, man. I mean, every running back should think like that. Everybody on that field should think like vintage doing, so I wouldn't take nothing from him. But, I mean, the performance and action speak louder than words, so that's all I'm going to say, and I'm ready to get down to business.
Terrence, take us inside the running back meeting room with Wilbert Montgomery, of course, a great running back in his own right when he played for the Philadelphia Eagles. What are some of the, as I understand it, he really challenges you guys. Give me a sense of the kind of messages you hear from Wilbert in that room.
Coach Wilbert, he's a straightforward guy. He's a cool guy to be around. He's a great coach, but he's also someone you can come and talk to about different things. And it's amazing when you got a coach that been there where you're trying to go, that been there, and he's done everything you're trying to be. So it's just amazing that you can sit around and talk about his career and how he coached a lot of – he, like, coached Marshall Faulk, Steven Jackson. He coached the best. So it's just amazing just to be around him and have him as a coach.
And it is a talented group, and it's a talented group of rookies. And kind of give me your thoughts on how this rookie class is coming together and fitting in, because it is a big class with yourself, with Johnny Manziel, Joel Bitonio, Justin Gilbert, Pierre Desir, Chris Kirksey, amongst other undrafted free agents who are stepping in. But it's a group that is going to make contributions. How are you guys gelling and fitting in?
We fit in very well. All the rookies that's coming here, we've been playing up to a high standard. And we're making the coaches happy and also the fans here in Cleveland, the amazing fans here in Cleveland. And we're all happy just to be here. We all got the same goals. That just helped change the perception of the Cleveland Browns football, the whole organization. We're just ready to change everything about Cleveland Browns.
What have you noticed, Terrence? We're visiting with rookie running back Terrence West of the Browns on the Ohio Business Machines hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. What have you noticed in terms of the level of competition coming from a place like Towson, obviously a small school? It has the whole speed thing in any way gotten you? And are you? Has there been a big adjustment?
Not at all. I mean, the game doesn't change the football. People are fast. I mean, you have fast guys in CAA. I mean, football is football. I mean, it's all about your personality, man, how you take on a game. I don't care who's lined up on the other side of the bar. I don't care if you was D1, D2, D3. I'm going to give you the same attitude as them all. That's how I push the game. So, I mean, to me, nothing didn't change. I mean, it's all about running the ball, catching the ball, and scoring touchdowns and making first downs. So that's how I look at the game. So it's about how you think about approaching the game.
And Terrence West does know a thing or two about scoring touchdowns. Scored 41 last year at 42. Towson. Very impressive. Also impressive, Terrence, is I like the way you stick your foot in the ground. You cut good cutback ability. And I noticed as mini camp went on, you started finding yourself in the open field as the run game kind of increased. And you guys started breaking off some chunk plays. And there's a little high step out there, Terrence. I hear it's your signature move.
Yep, that's my signature.
Is that where did you get that from? Now you, I know there's plenty of examples. Walter Payton, go on down the line. Who now? That's way back in the day. Who is that?
I mean,
sort of modeled
just,
after.
The high step thing is just a Baltimore thing. I mean, you look at it. You look back and go back and look at Tavon Austin film. He do the high step. He's from Baltimore, my area. You go back and look at Shicky Smithson. He was with the Green Bay Packers. He did the high step. So it's just the way we prep. I mean, practice for the game. It's just a Baltimore thing.
And you don't want those ankle. You don't want those ankle biters trying to tackle you by the ankles, right?
Yeah, correct.
Good stuff.
I got one more. So, Terrence, obviously, you know, you've been here. You've kind of been in the football world. At the end of this week, you're going to have the rookie symposium, and then you'll have a little time off before training camp. How are you looking to spend that summer time in terms of kind of decompressing a little bit, getting away from the game, but also making sure when you come to camp, you're ready to rock and roll?
First off, when I get off, I'm just going to take a little mini vacation because I haven't been anywhere in about a year because of the combine and so
sure.
on. But just get away. But I'm also going to get in the playbook, make sure so when camp come around, I'm ready to perform and take the reps as a starter. So I'm ready for everything. So I'm just going to take on and take a mini vacation and keep working hard.
Terrence, you are one of my favorite Browns to follow on Twitter. Always entertaining. It's at TerrenceWest28 on Twitter. Do you like interacting with the fans? And how do you feel you've already been received here by the Dog Pound in Cleveland?
I love it, man. The fans are amazing here. The fans are excited for me to be here. And I got faith in us this year. This is a big year for them. And it's all about winning, man. That's what the Cleveland Browns want, and that's what we're going to give them this year.
Well, that's great, and we look forward to seeing much more of you, Terrence. Thank you so much for your time and what you're doing, of course, in the community.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, Browns rookie running back, Terrence West. He is.
Great
a lot
kid.
Of fun
great
to
story.
Talk with him, and he's a great story. Humble. You can just see all the right elements that he
but
puts
confident.
Together.
I like
oh,
it. He is.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not backing down. The whole Ben Tate thing, I think he's welcoming that conversation. And you know what? Ben's feeding off of him. So I think it's a win-win for both of those guys for sure. All right, coming up, we are going to have some sound from Justin Gilbert, some sound bites. He was over at this Give Tent event that Terrence West was at as well with the other rookies at the Zoo. So that's going to come up. Pierre Desir, we'll have some sound from him at 1:45. And then Doug Deacon joins us on the line at 2 p.m. on this Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And me to be